This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as opposed to Doug somebody else. I don't think there are any other Dougs during a Good Day program, right, Jay? We've certified that this is the real thing, the real
legal
McCoy.
Actions will be taken.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Jay Kirshner at the ready. Doug Steffen with the conversation about what's going on today that matters, how things happen, the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. So, the problems I guess that I look upon myself, at least in part, as being a problem solver. I like to think that when we produce things that are serious in nature and conversation, that we offer a solution, if there is one, or if I feel like it's appropriate. Because I'd like to think that I was a thought leader. I don't really give a lot of thought to that, but I don't really give a lot of thought to a lot of the stuff. It just is me being me. And Jay being Jay, and as you listen, you okay, that's what these people are all about. I kind of like their personalities, and I like their points of view or not. Sometimes I hear things from people, how dare you say things like that? Do you know? Yeah, okay, that's your point of view. I'm here with my point of view, and we work through things, the issues of the day, and if there are things, as I said, that seem to lead themselves to a problem solved, talking about the various things. Like we did the heart conversation. You know, there's a lot of reason to be very hopeful if you have heart disease. But the best thing for you to do, fixing the problem, you create the problem most of the time by what you eat and how you live your life. So am I going to give you... there's two ways of solving that problem. Don't be don't be silly about how you eat and what you eat. And if you are, then there's a way. And I think that's become part of the national malaise, Jay. People think there's a pill for everything. There's a fix. I can do. I can eat all this
therapy.
Stuff I can drink. Yeah.
Yeah. People want there to be because it's easier.
Yeah. But it doesn't always work that way, boys and girls. As many of you find out the hard way, frankly. All right, let's talk about Hunter Biden, shall we? You want to? Let's talk about Hunter Biden, just for fun.
Why not? Just for fun.
He doesn't like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Really? What a surprise that is. Anyway, so what I find interesting about this and laughable is he's called for an ethics review of her. If there's nobody in the world that is less qualified to ask for an ethics review, this guy, why would he even open his mouth? Shut up! The fingers were all pointing at him when his reputation is sullied because of his relationship with the Chinese government. And he says, well, we need to go to the Office of Congressional Ethics. Multiple reports about her doing things, her actions, and the way she uses herself in public forums and stuff. Shut up.
Well, and doesn't this kind of create an additional conversation on it's not always what's being said, it's who's saying it? Like,
yeah.
Let's say somebody who is well-respected in the world of politics.
Right.
And they make the same claim. There might be a little bit more traction, or people might have a little bit more of a conversation over Marjorie Taylor Greene and her quote-unquote ethics, but when it's Hunter Biden bringing it to the table, it's like, maybe
these
not,
people
dude.
Are so clueless. Yeah, right, exactly. Talk about being clueless. Ungabunga. All right, so here's something else. Speaking of clueless, because of the Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon thing, and people say, well, it's not the same thing. It really is. The reason that they're gone is because the companies are running a business, and the advertisers have been leaving Carlson's show on Fox News and also Don Lemon's program, and therefore they are paid highly and they're not pulling their weight. So management says, all right, we have to find a way to protect our income, our stream, so that we can keep our business going. That is the decision, pure and simple. it may be that on the surface, well, this guy doesn't like this. Or it's all, that's bunkum. The departure of both Carlson and Lemon and the whatever anybody says about it publicly, the reason they're gone is because they're bad for business. And so that's, you know, hello, goodbye. You know, there have been a bunch of people who have, you know, you can go back over the last year or so and look at the people who have left the news media. A guy who is at NBC Universal named Jeff Shell got fired after one of the news anchors lodged sexual harassment complaints against him. And there's been a lot of that with Carlson as well. Apparently, there have been people that have accused him of running a toxic newsroom. He's a misogynist, yada, yada, yada. I don't get that that's really Don Lemon's problem. Don Lemon's problem is that he's kind of a, he's a one-trick pony and heads in, you know, the one, the direction that they don't want him to go in. So, anyway, I just thought that it was worth a moment or two of clarification. The jury in the Trump trial at the behest of E. Jean Carroll, her allegation was that Trump raped her in a department store 2 decades ago. I don't want to risk sounding like I don't care, but I really think that some, well, I don't know. I don't, maybe I don't look upon this, Jay, the right way. Maybe you can help me. 20 years ago, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you do something 20 years ago and wait until Trump's running for president? There's something, maybe you figure, well, I couldn't get anywhere with him before because he was too influential, but now everybody's paying attention to him and looking for stuff, so maybe it'll have some merit. Hard to know what the real story is because the details are stale after 20-some-odd years.
Well, a lot of times, too, and this is why the statute of limitations has been expanded, because sometimes victims take the blame themselves. There's a lot of embarrassment that they don't want to come forward. Right. It takes a lot to want to get there. And so it can be multiple things. It could be on the one side of just trying to get Trump. It could be real allegations that she finally has the strength to
gumption.
Go forward with it.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. Here's a sad reality. Janet Rice, mother, grandmother, works in a hospital. She goes to the hospital when there is a tragedy. She's called in. And apparently, we all remember the story, or hopefully you do, from last week, although it gets connected and confused with all the other shootouts. Last week was a horrible week. They had big shootouts every day, and this situation in Connecticut, in Hartford. This woman is on her way to work, and she gets a phone call that the story is this lady who's the grandmother of a 12-year-old girl who gets struck in the head by a stray bullet. And the thing that makes it more difficult, this is a young lady named Secret Pierce, who died last Friday. She was 2 years old when her father was killed the same way in 2012. Father gets shot and killed by a stray bullet in a shootout in a bad neighborhood of Hartford. So fast forward to this girl, 12 years old, gets shot same way. What the hell does that tell us about our society? I mean, why would this, the grandmother says, never in a million years would I expect to get a call about my granddaughter. I'm angry, I'm heartbroken, and I'm numb. As, yes, you would believe, you can understand that. Seventh grader, killed for no reason at all, but this gun violence, especially in urban areas around our country, there were 39 people killed already this year in Hartford the same way. We talk about Chicago all the time because that's one of the big three. But Hartford has a horrible problem with this, as do many other cities and states. Go ahead, Jay.
No, it's just a lot of the conversations over killings with guns. It's either the topic of mass shootings at churches, at schools, out and about in entertainment fields. It is about gang-related situations or maybe robberies gone wrong. But now there seems to be a new conversation of just accidental gunfire where, or accidental killings where people are shot and killed by stray bullets, or they made a mistake. They got into the wrong car. They knocked on the wrong door. They pulled into the wrong driveway. There was another one recently where food delivery people or grocery delivery people pulled into the wrong driveway and they were shot at as well.
Wow. All right, let's see. That's another. There's a Rice story. In looking that up, I came upon something. This family's name is Rice, and then as I got into the Rice field, if you will, there's a story about Susan Rice, who's been one of the most unpopular advisors to presidents since Bill Clinton was president. A real aggressive. I think she comes across as being very angry. She was Biden's domestic policy advisor, and in almost the same breath as Biden announcing that he's going to run for president again, she gets sent down the road because she's a liability, has always been a liability. It's not that she isn't smart, she doesn't offer good advice. Now, would I say this about some man? Yep, I'd say the same thing about a man. She is just so apparently impossible to deal with. It's her way or the highway.
I'm saying that she's stepping down because her last day will be May 26th. If she was being forced out, it would almost be effective immediately.
I don't think that they forced her out. They just find that she doesn't need to be there. Maybe that's a better way. You know, with Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson, they didn't need to be there either, but they decided they didn't even to be there now. I'm betting that Susan Rice probably has a month and a half's worth of vacation, and she's gone. But it just isn't like, okay, you're fired dramatically. It's that please take your vacation days and go find a job, you know, being a professor in a college someplace, which she will do. That's not difficult. She's just so the black angle with her has overshadowed her ability, it seems to me, to be objective. I just think everything was about relationships. Her advice was all coming from the black experience, and I don't think that that's appropriate. There's plenty of other experiences that need to be factored into decisions and advice that she gives. 18 past the hour.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at wag, save.com. That's wag, save.com. Wagon Save offers fast two-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wag, save.com.
Yeah.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Social media in the focus. Your comments on items of the day, issues of the day. We have asked about President Biden and his announcement running for a second term. A couple of thoughts from a couple of listeners. Can this country withstand 4 more years of Biden? I think not. I agree with you, madam. Let's see, here's Christina. He wants 4 more years to finish the job of transforming this country into a communist entity. I don't think so, Joe. But
yeah,
here, this lady says, I rather like Robert F. Kennedy, although he's a Democrat. He's conservative. I like him, too. And not because, just the conservative label, as I've said 150 million times, is kind of specious because it doesn't really mean how you apply it. But at any rate.
Do you feel that same way about the liberal label?
Yeah, I do. Yep, yeah. Do you?
I typically just say Democrat or Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leave it at that. So here's another question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? Wow, this is a good question. Mary says, I'd want the superpower of healing. There's too much suffering in the world. What a wonderful, that's a great response.
Isn't that
beautiful? Beautiful answer. Yeah, that's a great answer. Jason says to be from Krypton. To be from Krypton. Okay, pal. Help yourself. Sean says, not really sure. The ability to produce blankety, 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 blank. Is that something
that's money.
Oh,
those are icons, emojis for money. And
okay.
I get that because, you know what, people always say money can't fix your problems, but if you have financial problems,
money will do it
110%.
Mm-hmm. Jan says, like to mute annoying people without them knowing that they've been muted.
You can do that.
You can. Donna says to clean the house to clean the house with a click of the finger. This is a superpower thing.
Yeah, yep. That would be nice.
Yes. Elizabeth says, invisibility. Huh. How would you apply? You mean just being places
being
not
invisible. Well, Stephen Jay, said the same thing, invisibility, but kind of went more onto it of preferring to just go unnoticed a lot of the time, which I feel like, essentially in today's society, we can. People are so wrapped up in what is going on in their own lives and themselves that you can go unnoticed out in public.
Yep. Let's see here. Mary says, I'd like to fly, be able to fly. Yep. Let's see here. Michael says, my wife informed me I already have one, a superpower. I can make almost anything as complicated as possible. I wear... he says, I wear that badge and cape proudly. Yeah. Brian says, mind control. Well, what is he going to do with that? What would you do with if you had mind control?
Sounds dubious.
All right. Brian says, I'm surprised this answer wasn't said more. What, mind control? Maybe. Yeah. Let's see. Johnny says, invisibility so I could enter and listen to the politicians tell lies. It's interesting how many people are motivated by politics and politicians. That I find fascinating because at the end of the day, what do they really contribute to your life on a day-to-day basis? Suzanne says, I have it and use it all the time. Jose Silva mind control methods allow me to go into my alpha state of mind anytime. Beta is good for some activities, but alpha solves problems and answers questions. Did you get that? The Silva mind control, that's something that's been around, that's been advertised. I think I've heard it over the years, right?
Have you ever heard of Silva mind control?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. Let's see. Gayla says, to stop this madness in my brain of always correcting the incorrectly written word. Ha!
Yeah.
Who else does that? Wait a minute.
Written, spoken.
Right. All right, James, you paying attention to that? The written word, the spoken word. Yes, right. James is doing a great job of modifying those former evil ways of his, so that's good. All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a video announcement this morning. President Biden will be talking at the Washington Hilton today at roughly 12:30 p.m. Eastern. The White House says the discussion will include Biden's Investing in America agenda and how it's bringing back manufacturing, rebuilding the middle class, and creating good-paying union jobs. Later, the President, the First Lady, and President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea will visit the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. As lawmakers in the Montana legislature stopped Representative Zoe Zephyr from participating in a debate regarding underage children and sex changes, her supporters last night interrupted proceedings for about a half hour in the House by chanting, "Let her speak." Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback for the NFL's New York Jets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Talker the talker. I'm a talker. Jay's a talker. You're a listener. You could be a talker, too. Help yourself. As was suggested, 855-999-DOUG or Facebook and Instagram, some of the things that we just covered from folks, a lot of new listeners, and that's always fun to have new listeners. Celebrating National Park Week this week, Jay. This is supposed to, it's hosted by the National Park Service. It runs all week long. The theme this year is Your Park Story. Park Service asking people to share their special connections with places that they like to visit or have visited on their social media. There are 400 national parks around the country. Do you know that? I didn't know there were that many.
That's national amazing. Parks. Well, it makes sense because a lot of people will do vacations where they road trip or rent RVs and they just go national park to national park and they spend a week or two.
Yeah.
I would think that there would be that many because it would take so long to see everything.
Well, the ones best known are probably like the Grand Canyon, the park of the Great Smoky Mountains, Yosemite. Yes, exactly. Right. Also, this week, it's National Drug Take Back Time. This sort of coordinates with, and I don't know, with a park thing, it's like Earth Day maybe brings the focus around. The Drug Enforcement Agency is trying to keep the public aware of the dangers of prescription drug use, more misuse than use. I don't think there are a lot of people listening, Jay, that know how to safely dispose of the drugs that have been prescribed but you haven't used. You know, look in your medicine cabinet and see the things that are in there that are past their prime. If you have these expired drugs around and you are not going to use them, don't leave them around because it's kind of dangerous. So the DEA says that you can bring these Valletta communities like my hometown of Framingham. You can go to the police station and drop off whatever it is that you want to drop off. You can bring them to your pharmacy, too, as far as that's concerned.
Pharmacies have them. And I think most people don't, if you have somebody in your life who is dealing with a prescription pill addiction, a lot of times you don't know it because it can be hidden. And if people come into your house and you have all of those and somebody is dealing with that, that gives them very easy access. And I think so many times we just forget that there are prescription medications of like, oh, this is expired, and then we just put it back in the medicine cabinet or where the drawer or whatever it is.
Right. Yep. This portion of the program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle. Boats now. The weather is here. A lot of fun going by Lake Kitchituit. Some of the rivers around where I am and people putting their boats into the water. I saw a guy out there yesterday in a kayak. And those things seem, I actually like kayaks, great for your upper body, by the way. Men and women, you want to get your muscles and your back and your shoulders straightened out, then go get a kayak and go on the water. It's great, great exercise. And it's exhilarating, too, especially to be on the water as things, you know, now we're going into springtime and the water feels fresh and the air feels fresh, even giving out all the pollen that's out there. Have some fun. Progressive Insurance, go to progressive.com. Also, you can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE to get the coverage that you need. From the astronauts' point of view, some stunning footage of planet Earth, new to the NASA website, which is one of my faves, as you know. Go to the NASA website. There's so much there to see, the Webb telescope and some of the other pictures that are coming from everywhere. But this week, they're focusing on various shots that have been taken by the astronauts as they go around the Earth at 17, 18,000 miles an hour, taking about 90 minutes to get around the Earth. And then they do it from different orbits and different places. The camera clarity is just fascinating, fabulous. So if you want to make yourself feel good, if you're down about something, distract yourself by going to NASA.gov and check out. It's almost like a fresco of the our planet. Looking at it, it's just, I don't know. It was so much good. What we spend so much time talking about, ugly. Here's another good one. The story with people in the news. Dennis Barnes, who's a senior at the high school in New Orleans, has set a new national record. Listen to this.
this kid, amazing.
Huh? He got offers from 125 colleges, $9 million in scholarships. So where does he go? He applied to 200 schools across the country. He's going to make his decision by next week. This is something in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
That formerly the record was $8.5 million in scholarships awarded in 2019 to somebody. And so this fellow started doing college apps in August, trying to raise the bar for college admissions. He said the letters were overflowing in his mailbox because they're all looking for good students. No question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So he said his goal was to get to 10 million. Can he get there? And that is offers.
By the end of this month, he has a few more days, quite possibly.
Yep. Yeah. How about that?
What do you think of that? Him.
Huh? All right. That's very, very cool. All right. So we've got some lottery stories here. You want to, as we continue to look at the Powerball and the Mega Millions were won, is back to $20 million bucks last week. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, she didn't see it. I did notice it when I was getting gas from the gas station the other day. Here's the first story of a winner. The Maryland man who won 50,000 in the lottery not once, not twice, but three times in less than a year using the same number. We had a story like this last week with a number times, it was $5,000 times 20 or something, right? Remember that from last week?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody and a lot won? Of these aren't the jackpots. These are
no,
the lesser ones.
Play,
but that's
right.
Still so much money, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. And if he's smart, he doesn't tell everybody who he is, right? I don't want to see his number. But he's won $150K in the last 11 months from the Maryland Pick 5 game. And he used the number 48548. I don't know what that is, but if you play, I've heard that before. If you play the same number all the time, you're bound to win. Just keep playing the same number over and over and over and over and over again. And that
yeah,
makes,
stick with it. Why not?
Sooner or later. Right. The odds are in your favor if you use the same number over and over again. All right,
or
so
if
here's,
you have the money to do so, you do one ticket where you use the same number over and over again and then do a quick picks for a second ticket.
Yeah. All right, I'll take your advice on that. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see here. There's a Powerball ticket that was worth $1.5 million. We talked about this last week. There is the time runs out in a year. So the time was almost up, and whoever had this ticket showed up. Right? They purchased the winning ticket last October, and so there were a couple of hours. There's 180, I said a year, sorry, wrong. 180-day period to claim the winning, so it's a half a year. And then it expires, goes back into the pot. The process, the California Lottery processes 10,000 winning claims a month. Huh? How do they have that many? The scratch
Well, because
stuff
they're not jackpot winners. They're all the smaller
what
ones.
What you were just saying a few minutes ago about
yeah, exactly.
The prizes.
Well, if we remember the, what was it, that one big couple billion Powerball jackpot winner took a couple months to come forward. And I think a lot of times when it's something as significant as that amount of money, they're putting their ducks in a row first. They're hiring on financial advisors.
Of course.
They're figuring out all of this stuff before they come forward.
Right. Good for them. So what's the controversy about Aaron Rodgers? The people in the Jets, he's going to join the Jets. I don't, you know, I'm not the follower, but there's so many people talking about this. I'm trying to figure out what the deal is.
He didn't want to be on the Packers anymore.
Well, they
he
traded
wanted
him
to be on them for some time, and now the
and the team didn't like
happened.
Him. Right? Didn't the team didn't like him? They wanted him gone because he was a negative impact on the team because he didn't want to be there. Is he that good?
I would think anybody who, he is pretty good. I think anybody who doesn't. Is working for a company or in a job or anything where they don't want to be.
They don't
want
to be there?
They start to kind of be a cancer in the whole organization.
Right. Go find. My father said that to me when I was a youngster. The day you wake up and you don't like your job, go find another one. And that would, I guess, apply to almost any field, right?
Yeah, to an extent, and I think that there's that one saying where wherever you go, there you are. Yeah. So sometimes we forget and we look outward that everything outside of ourselves are our issues, and a lot of times we are our own issues.
Right.
So a job change won't change that.
You are the problem, not the job. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, let's get to the ugly side of life. This is the Good Day program, but there are things that show up every once in a while. So here's this group of climate change whoopies, these nutcakes, who are going around the country deflating tires, sticking knives and screwdrivers and whatever they can find into the tires of SUVs because they say that the SUVs are ruining the carbon emissions from the big cars, are ruining the atmosphere, ruining the world. And so they're going to fix all of you who drive SUVs by sticking knives and screwdrivers into your tires. So what about this in terms of disruptive protesting? This isn't the same as January 6th, but it's pretty damned aggressive, and they should be prosecuted.
Well, you're damaging
Why not?
People's property.
Who the hell are you to tell me right to drive?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. These people. Unga bunga. All right. Here's the celebrity cruise folks facing a lawsuit. Florida woman and her family accused the cruise line of improperly storing her husband's body.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Well, I'm chuckling because the guy's dead, and they weren't happy because there's apparently on most of these big cruise liners, there's a provision. Somebody dies, they get a little morgue, and they stick the body in the refrigerator that's in the morgue. So instead of doing that, they put this guy's body in the refrigerator where the food is.
In like a cooler or something. Yeah, so it wasn't kept cold enough and the body decomposed and it took away the family's option to do an open... Yeah, to do an open casket and everything. And apparently, here's the kicker. At one point, it was taken to the morgue. And then it was no longer in the morgue. It was in a cooler. And drinks that were apparently in the cooler ahead of time were on the outside of the cooler. But can you imagine being on a cruise and a loved one dies and you kind of have to just finish out the cruise?
It's flabbergasting that these people are this clueless. It really is. The story of an Illinois woman died in a house fire. She was 78 years old. She had somebody taking care of her, but unfortunately, the caretaker went to run an errand. House catches fire. This woman, see you later, right?
Mm-hmm.
She left the home to run an errand. The house was on fire when she came back. Lady was dead, and so that's the end of that. This is one of those strange, I don't know, is it? Not a coincidence, but how would you describe this? It's kind of just a sad...
Yeah, like at that exact moment.
So does this person...
And something sparks the fire.
Is she responsible? She could have been running an errand for the lady. Do they blame her for all of this?
That's a question, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, let's put on our happy face again. 48 after here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to SkyRizzy, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Past the hour. Good Day Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the country's foremost upper cervical experts. He's a Nooka chiropractor, and thus he fixes people by just focusing on their neck and their shoulders and the things where most of the problems in your stature begin, right? So I was asked somebody asked me to ask you, why do we lose our height? Like, I used to be 5'9", now I'm 5'8". Where'd that go? Where'd that inch go?
Well, decreased disc space. You know,
why?
The malnutrition, misaligned
really?
Spine for years and years, not taking care of the spine in the sense of stretching and exercise, the sedentary life. The body is always adaptive. I mean, your skeleton is adaptive. Your skin is adaptive to the kinds of stresses and that we place upon it. And when you move to a sedentary life, your body just doesn't need the bones that it needed up to that point. If you're all constantly on your feet, like you, I mean, the farmer besides a radio personality,
and yeah,
you're constantly
active
on your
all
feet,
the time. Yeah.
You're active all the time. And so at your age, there's going to be a certain loss of height simply because of the age. But if you had been a sedentary person up to this point, you'd probably be another couple inches shorter than you are now. The body
really?
Uses bone when it needs bone. It will build bone when it needs it, and it will resorb bone if it doesn't need it.
Hmm.
And that's based on the stress patterns that we place on our skeleton.
Hunga bunga.
Yeah, see, the best thing for women for osteoporosis is to get out there and walk a mile every day.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
And if
all right,
it's
so
too
that's
cold,
your advice.
Now, you go to the mall, but you walk, you walk, you walk.
Let me ask you about something that I was thinking about because my ears are ringing at the moment. There is a study out that suggests that the vaccines may have contributed to many thousands of people having more pronounced ringing in their ears.
Yes.
It's called tinnitus, tinnitus, whatever it is. Now, I remember when you and I talked about that a couple of years ago upon your treatment, you did something to adjust whatever, and the tinnitus went away for a while. Do you remember that? That was a couple of
oh, yeah.
years ago.
Yes. Well, tinnitus, depending on where you went to school,
Right.
It either has a nerve problem or a bone conduction problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get, interestingly enough, you can get arthritis in the bone structures of the inner ear.
You can?
Where they don't normally function. You've got these three little tiny bones that all work together to conduct sound from the eardrum into the inner ear mechanism. And they can get to a point where, you know, they're kind of solid, but not completely. But in any event, there can be a bone conduction problem or a nerve just because of vitamin B deficiencies. Vitamin B deficiencies can easily lead to improper nerve conduction inside the inner ear mechanism that can contribute to some background noise, that white noise that's in the background, or high-pitched tones or different kinds.
Yeah.
So yours, I believe, was a bone conduction problem because it responded very quickly to what I do.
Yeah, it did. Jack is very good at talking to his clients. He practices in a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. One of the things, as I look back at the podcasts that come from Good Day Health, there are podcasts every week. Jack also has his own work that he does at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I noticed that the highlight of one of your recent conversations is as you were asked to explain about what happens when you look in the mirror and whether or not people realize that you look the way you look because of what you eat, right? And then there were some other discussions about junk food.
Yes.
And what in the world people, you know, you look at this stuff and the heart disease that comes of it and what it is that people think. Is they think they're going to, is a pill. It'll fix it. I'm going to take a pill.
And well, that's so. It. And the body is so adaptive, as I was saying earlier, to the different kinds of stresses that we place upon it, that we don't always see the immediate negative effect of something we're doing any more than we see the immediate positive effect. For every cigarette that you smoke, there'll be about a teaspoon of blood hemorrhaging inside the lungs.
God.
And you don't know it. You're not aware of it. Your body will take care of that until, of course, it just gets tired of taking care of it. But if you were to bleed a teaspoon of blood out of your eyeballs for every cigarette you smoked, there would be no cigarette industry out there.
Right, right.
Because a lot of our reactions are hidden deep inside the body, and the body's main drive is to survive. And so it's very adaptive to the kinds of changes we give it. And a lot of the stuff is hidden. And that's why, look in the mirror, you'll see the results of your dietary choices.
One of the things in a recent podcast that Jack did on Good Day Health is a focus on your immune system and how it works as the weather gets warmer. Check out the Good Day Health podcast available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Pip.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.